Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:05. And is that what you wanted?
Punch in the face. In the face.
Yeah. I got one text message that said, oh, you're pregnant. Is it the same father that you had your first child with?
Again, it's none of your business. Oh, my God.
And here's the even funnier part is she said, I was young, but I had been married with my first and was still married to the same man.
Oh, my God.
It's even worse.
Seriously.
Now, I can understand somebody maybe saying something accidentally insulting if a woman looks way younger than they are.
Right.
You know, they're 27, 28, and they look like they're 16. You know, I've known a few gals that looked like that.
But still
don't say it. Just don't say it. Just don't open your mouth.
Why do people have to be that way?
I don't know. I really wish I knew why.
Oh, my God.
Let's see here. We have got Shasta on the phone. How are you, Shasta?
Good. I was calling about the rudest thing anyone's ever said to you while you're pregnant.
Uh-huh.
When I was pregnant with my third child, I was sitting across from my boss at the desk, and I was telling her that I was pregnant, and she put her hand on my hand, and she started patting it. She's like, is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Same thing like what she just said.
Pretty
there.
Much
yeah.
What was said to my wife.
Wow.
And I'm like, it's a good thing. I'm 27. I'm married. And then so my coworker was pregnant. And I'm like, did you tell her that you were pregnant? She's like, yeah, she told me congratulations and how exciting. I'm like, oh, nice.
What does she like think you're some kind of party animal and this is ruining your life?
I guess so. Yeah, I was so offended, especially when I found out my coworker, when she told her, she was just so
excited.
So did you say anything to her?
The only thing I said was, yeah, this is a good thing. Why wouldn't it be?
What did she say? Did she respond at all?
No, she just said, oh, I was just wondering since it's your third.
Wow. So apparently you're not supposed to have more than two kids. Otherwise, they're all accidental after two.
Yeah, they're all oops babies if you have more than two.
Okay.
That's the new thing, apparently.
Now, I joke about my brother and his 27 kids, but they wanted all five of their kids.
I understand that whoopses happen, but you still are excited.
Because there's a difference between not wanting to have more kids and not trying not to.
Right.
Big difference. Right. Thank you for the call, Shasta.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
We have a poll question about this on our website, hot1047.com. What is the rudest thing someone said to you or did to you when you were pregnant? Leading the way is something about the pregnancy being unplanned, 27%. The other responses are also 27%. 18% is something about the weight. One of the other responses was my husband said, hey, you weigh more than me now, honey.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, dude, come on. You can't be that stupid.
Did he really do that? Oh my God.
I hope he's a really skinny dude.
Oh my
God. I really hope he's a very skinny 150-pound dude.
God.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't get where people think that they have any right to say anything whatsoever about a pregnancy to a pregnant woman.
I know.
You know, if you're a family member and you can talk about the pregnancy and stuff like that, but saying a rude comment is not necessary.
No. Just let him go.
Jeez.
Just let him go.
Wow.
Casey's on the phone. How are you, Casey?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. So, rudest thing anyone ever said to you pregnant?
I actually have two things that were my biggest pet peeves while I was pregnant.
Okay.
With my first child. I was pregnant in high school. So you had everybody and their brother thinking they could walk up to you and rub your belly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I told one girl, I looked at her and I said, you touch me, I'll punch you in the face. And the second one was, are you pregnant? No, I'm just fat.
Yeah.
That's what I said to somebody one day, because I was huge. I was literally in a men's extra large jacket.
Wow.
For winter.
Wow.
I was huge.
You know, honestly, like, this is, should be a PSA to everybody listening. Never ask a woman, in no matter what circumstances, if they're pregnant. Because, one, if they're just fat, like I was, and you get asked if you're pregnant, you make them feel really bad. And yep. then you feel really bad for asking a stupid question when you get the response, no, I'm just fat. And second of all, if they are pregnant, it's a duh. So just wait for them to talk about the pregnancy or something like that before you say anything.
Yeah.
There's my PSA.
Yeah, and besides, it's also a medical condition, and it's not your business, so...
It's not your business.
You know, it's not like I go walking up to random dudes on the street and go, so, have you had a colonoscopy lately?
You can get tested for that.
Have you ever played the game Cornhole?
You should ask people that, though.
Yeah, yeah. And hopefully don't get punched. Thank you for the call, Casey.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, if I was at a family reunion and asked everybody if they wanted to play cornhole, I would get a lot of very strange looks. Even though all I'm talking about is beanbag toss.
Just beanbags.
That's what
just
they call it in Ohio and Illinois.
It's been called that for years.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I know.
Anyway, we've got more of your calls and texts coming up. Hang on.
The hot morning sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 823. We're going to top out at 66 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
The sole purpose of a child's middle name is so that he can tell when he's really in trouble. I was just thinking that if we knew some of these people's middle names, we could yell yeah. them at them.
Yeah, tons of response on the poll today.
Yeah.
Rudest thing anyone ever said to you when you were pregnant. Leading the way is something about it being unplanned.
I just don't get how people can be that rude.
I don't really either. And, I mean, some of the stories we're getting on Facebook are just heartbreaking.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
I don't even want to read them on the air. They're such a bummer.
Yeah, like... If you go through,
I feel horrible for you.
I'm sorry, every single person that had that happen to you. I am so sorry that happened to you because I just don't believe it. I just cannot believe people that way.
I can't. I can
believe it, but I mean, still.
And why is it everyone thinks they can say whatever they want to a pregnant woman?
I don't understand how they think that it's any of their business. I don't get it.
I got an email.
Not public domain.
I got an email from Angela. She said, Andy, I can relate to the years of waiting. My husband and I don't have kids yet and have been trying for nearly 2 years. It's incredible the snide and rude comments people make. Don't you want kids? Just relax and it will happen. He just looked at me and we got pregnant. It amazes me how few people are actually sensitive to the fact that not everyone can get pregnant pronto.
That's another reason why you shouldn't say anything.
That's why I do not say it. I might say something like some friends of mine just got married this past weekend and they're in their mid-20s. Okay. It's one thing to say something to a couple like that, you know, who's very, very young. Mm-hmm. They've still got lots of time to have kids.
Right.
And I did ask him one time. I was like, so how soon are you hopping on the baby train? And
that's okay to ask.
And she said, yeah, it'll be a little while. But, you know, like if you're... Asking someone who's married and in their, say, early to mid-30s and they don't have kids yet, and you're just don't give them a hard time.
Right.
Do not. Because what if they can't get pregnant? What if they're having trouble getting pregnant?
Exactly.
And they've been trying for the last 5 years and can't. All you're doing is making them feel horrible.
Exactly. And sad. And it's just not necessary.
Yeah. let's see here. Dee is on the phone. How are you, Dee?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I know you've got a question about the rudest thing that happened to you when you were pregnant.
Yeah.
I think I got one that would top everything.
Okay.
My second pregnancy, my husband asked me if it was his.
Oh, and shut the front door. What?
Now, let me ask this. Had he been fixed?
No.
Okay.
It gets even better. We were riding in the car, and I told him, I said, just pull over. I said, I want to get out. He was my first husband, first and only person that I had ever slept with. And I come to find out later on that my sister-in-law was paid $100 from my father-in-law to break us up.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So she planted that in his head?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I think I've kind of got everybody topped on this one.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty
bad. And I told
him,
I come point blank out, and I said, I'll do a paternity test, everything. And I said, but I'm leaving your ass.
Oh, yeah.
That is unbelievable. Thank you for the call, D.
You bet.
Bye-bye. I don't even know what to say to that.
That is by far the worst.
Yeah, that's got my wife stopped.
Coming from your husband?
Yeah. I mean, someone said to my wife, is that what you wanted?
Which is bad. Very, very bad.
Yeah.
But for your own husband to say, is that mine?
Now, just to play devil's advocate here, though, there isn't a case where I think it's okay to ask that question, and that is when he has had a vasectomy.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Because someone my wife knows, or someone my wife knows.
A friend of a friend. Okay.
One of those. That happened to them. That he had a vasectomy, and she still got pregnant.
And that happens.
It does happen. It's not 100%.
Yeah.
And so you cannot blame the guy for wondering.
I don't blame you on that one for him to go, excuse me?
The only time it's okay to ask that is if the guy has had a vasectomy.
Other than that, if you ask,
then you deserve whatever comes to you.
Mm-hmm. Like some punching in places that you probably don't want to be punched.
So, we have got some dirt coming up. Plus, the government of Malaysia thinks I'm gay.
What?
I will explain that coming up. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 843. We're going to top out at 66 today. I'm just still kind of looking through all the comments on all this about the rudest things people have said when you're pregnant. There was someone who said, what someone said to my wife was, is this what you wanted?
Mm-hmm.
When she asked about being pregnant. And there's
so rude.
And there was someone posted on our Facebook a comment that said, well, maybe she was asking if it was planned and it just came out the wrong way. Now, here's the thing. You don't ask if it's planned.
Ever. It's none of your business.
You don't ask if the pregnancy was planned. You just don't.
No.
Okay?
Ever. You know, if it's one thing if you are talking about it with your friend and you bring it up or something like that, but your first question to somebody who is pregnant is not, did you plan this?
Yeah. Okay, so now the following is loaded with sarcasm. So react accordingly.
Okay.
The government in Malaysia, this part isn't sarcastic, it's actually the truth. The government in Malaysia is holding seminars for parents to help them figure out if their kids are gay.
Oh.
Malaysia is 60% Muslim and same-sex relationships are against the law there. Very progressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've had 10 seminars so far. And the most recent one last Wednesday had 1,500 parents attend. And here is what the government of Malaysia says the red flags are to watch for.
Okay.
And according to all these red flags, I am gay.
You're gay?
According to the government of Malaysia. Guys who have a muscular build. Guys who wear V-neck t-shirts.
What?
Guys who wear tight and light colored clothes. Well, I guess I don't wear a lot of tight clothes, but I do wear light colored clothes.
Uh-huh.
Guys who have a preference for large handbags. As opposed to regular handbags?
Like
I have a big
backpack.
I guess. And girls who would rather... guys who would rather hang out and sleep in the company of girls.
Hmm?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I misread that. Girls who would rather hang out and sleep in the company of other girls rather than spend time with boys. So they'd be okay with them, you know, I was sleeping over at their boyfriend's house. That's okay. But
okay.
Then, but not at, not at their friend's house. So it's pretty much the opposite of everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Hello, Malaysia. Welcome to the world.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah, a little bit.
Can you junk punch countries for being stupid?
Also from the country of Asia, I found this interesting this morning. South Korean men bought $500 million worth of makeup last year, 1/5 of all global sales.
What?
Just the men in one Asian country bought 1/5 of all makeup last year.
They're wearing makeup.
They are. In South Korea.
What?
It's as common as putting on a shirt. For guys.
For guys to wear makeup?
Yeah. And not just like guyliner either. I mean, foundation, the whole nine.
Eyeshadow? Mascara?
I don't know about eyeshadow and mascara.
Lipstick?
But there was a college student quoted in this story on businessweek.com about having a clean, neat face makes you look sophisticated and creates an image that you can handle yourself well. As a 24-year-old college student saying this, your appearance matters, so when I wear makeup on special occasions, it makes me more confident.
That's for me, for a female.
Well, if guys in South Korea are accounting for 1/5 of all makeup sales, they're wearing it more than on special occasions.
Yeah, that's a lot, unless there was another special occasion every day.
They were also talking about how the writer of the story saw a couple sitting in a restaurant, and the gal reached across with her lipstick and just kind of casually applied it on the guy for him. And it was no big deal. Kind of like when my wife tries to pluck, you know, extraneous hairs from my ear, you know, and then goes, oops, sorry, it was attached. Yeah.
I'm just surprised, like, that there's that many.
I'm not surprised that it happens. I'm just surprised at the number.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand some, you know, you can make your face, your tone, you know, your everything even and cover up blemishes and stuff like that. So I could see.
Let me tell you, when I was in high school, I considered makeup in one spot, you know, on zits.
Yeah.
Big, huge.
I have one right
gooey
here.
Gooey zits. I considered it a couple of times, but it didn't match the skin color.
Could have got you some skin color to match.
Yeah, I didn't care that much. I'd rather go to school with a scab on my face.
I mean, it's more socially acceptable for guys, but I can see where, you know, they would use it for covering up things and making an even skin tone and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel more confident with makeup on, so.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that in the next 20 years, it won't be a fad here, but I would bet in the next 100, you're going to see some really pretty dudes.
I'm all right with seeing pretty dudes.
Do you want a guy wearing makeup, though?
I don't know.
You know, if it made him look better, would you want him to?
I guess if it made
on
him
a regular
look,
beta,
I guess
basis?
It made him look better. I don't know.
All right.
I wouldn't see any guy wanting to date with me without makeup on.
Well, that isn't the question, though.
We're just used to guys without makeup on, so
yeah.
I don't know. Without, I guess, seeing the makeup on them.
If I want to change the color on my face, all I do is quit shaving for a couple days.
Yeah. And turns black.
Gray. Today it's just kind of blue because I shaved.
Yeah.
So it's got that blue tint around.
Yes.
And then by about 7 o'clock tonight, it'll be kind of blackish gray, salt and pepper.
A little salt and pepper.
Yeah.
That's a theme this morning.
What is it with
morning?
You and salt and pepper this morning?
I know. So I said it's
or
a pepper, theme.
Sorry.
Pepper. Because we were saying none of your business all morning long, and that's one of their songs from 1993.
Yeah, I remember that one.
None of your business. I don't know how you don't know this song.
How do I not know that song?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty simple, actually.
It was pretty popular then.
Yeah, I understand that. But while you were listening to Salt and Peppa.
Oh, I know what you're listening
to. I was listening to. Yeah, I wasn't really rocking to the Salt and Peppa back in the day.
Okay, understandable.
All right.
Give you a pass.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
The Hot Morning Show.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:59, up to 66 today. The there's a list out. I found this on Cano News, the Canadian news website.
Oh.
And there's nothing wrong with being Canadian, for all our Canadian listeners out there. Oh, one that I know of, because she emailed me asking what's wrong with being Canadian. Nothing.
Nothing.
At all is wrong with being Canadian.
Mm-mm. Justin Bieber came from Canada.
So did Justin Morneau.
So did Celine Dion.
All the Justins come from Canada.
I know a few Justins not from Canada.
But it's not surprising what the number one most left behind at a hotel item is.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
Clothes.
Yeah, number two. No, this is, it's more obvious than that.
More obvious. I know. Phone charger.
Yeah, cell phone chargers, number one by a landslide.
Yeah.
68% of hotels say that they have found a cell phone charger left behind in a hotel room. Number two is clothes and shoes.
Mm-hmm. Easy to do.
Yep. Number three, adult toys.
Ah. And the, what?
No, that's number three.
That's what they bring. What?
Number three.
Who brings that along?
I don't know.
Packs that in the suitcase and okay.
I don't know. 15% of hotels have found dentures left behind.
Oh, oops. How would you leave your dentures?
Yeah, I know. That's something I don't.
What?
I can even understand glasses if you're not. I'm not blind without my glasses, so I've come to work without my glasses before.
Yeah.
And I don't notice it until I realize I can't read anything. But
you would notice no teeth.
No teeth, unless maybe they have two sets of dentures.
Maybe. But I would notice that.
I've left contacts behind in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Books and magazines,
yeah.
8%, and glasses, 7%. Survey also found that at least in one instance, someone had left behind a dog.
A dog?
A wedding dress.
What?
A frying pan.
Okay.
And a leg of lamb.
A leg of lamb.
A whole leg of lamb.
What was that doing in a hotel room?
Supper.
Okay.
I don't know why someone had an entire leg of lamb, but there it was.
Weird.
A leg of lamb.
Okay. Hmm.
I once left behind a very, very valuable family heirloom in a hotel room once. Me and my dad went out to Chicago to go see some Cub games.
Yeah.
And we were on our way back home, and I realized that my great-grandfather's wedding ring that had an E on it, very old gold ring.
Yeah.
I left it at the hotel.
Oh, no.
And by the time I realized it, we're like 100 miles away.
Oh, no.
And so we stopped. This is before cell phones were prevalent.
Yeah.
And called the hotel, and they had it. They sent it to us.
Thank goodness.
I know, because it was irreplaceable.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how much it was actually worth. Probably not that much. Like, if I pawned it or something, it probably wasn't worth that much. But
priceless to you, though.
It was an 80-year-old ring.
Yeah. And
yeah. So I pretty much quit wearing it after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Andy and Mel brought to you by Kosama. Are you ready for an 8-week body transformation? Learn about the training tools, the advantages, the money-back guarantee, and the Kosama legend at kosama.com.
Hot 104.7.com.